We then ask, how likely is it that these pathways will not be interrupted on a scale of 1 to 10? The numbers we're using here clearly depend on the quality control measures we have in place downstream from treatment planning. If there were a physics check and a final check at the treatment machine, it's quite likely that the failure pathway involving the wrong patient's chart would be interrupted, and hence we give detectability a low score. We might give the same score for the failure pathway that included a distraction during the planning process, as the checking procedure would be similar. Depending on the details of the planning system and its output, it might be more difficult to identify a problem resulting from misuse of the system, so we might pick a higher number. Again, we see that the numbers we choose depend on local practice. We also see, again, that just considering detectability for these failure pathways can tell us a lot about our clinical system and its weaknesses.